And we're glad you're with us wherever you are watching or listening, however you are watching and listening. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder's on stats. Steve Scott's back at the station. Corner number two about to begin. Warsaw in the lead, 7-0, but facing a third down, basically a third down and nine from just outside their 8-yard line. They have to get the ball to the 16-yard line to get a first down. Quentin Brock in at quarterback for the Tigers. Warsaw's put the ball on the ground once in this sequence. They did not lose it. Hoffert to the backfield behind Brock. And they're going to run the counter, and it's a fumble back inside the 5-yard line. And I think Wallace dove on it, and it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown for Wallace. Peyton Sewell fell on the football in the end zone, and the Tigers' lead is only 7-6 as they fumble, and it's recovered in the end zone.
And the play was wide open. That's very hurtful. For a number of reasons, we could have had a really big play, and Wawasee took advantage of another Warsaw turnover, and with a kick, we're going to be tied up.
Extra point coming up here. Dane Sigler is the kicker. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up to the left, upright, and it is no good. No good. Wide left. Tigers still lead. 11:54 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7. Wawasee 6. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Welcome back to Fisher Field. Warsaw gives up a score. Their ball handling literally cost them 6 points. The Warriors are on the board at 7-6. Now Sigler will kick off from the 40. And he's going to pitch it high in the air and short. And it will be taken on the run and fumbled. And there's a scramble for it at the 25. And Wallace says they've got it. They are unpiling. And there's two guys still fighting for it down there at the bottom of the pile. Referees are talking about it. They're telling everybody to back up. There are two guys, one from each team down at the bottom of the pile, who won't let it go, and it's going to be Wallace ball. The Tigers have fumbled the kickoff. And Wallace with 11:50 left to play in the half, has the ball at the Tiger 25-yard line. Ugh.
Yeah, it's difficult. It seemed it was nice and high. There's no reason to try and get so much momentum that you bang it off your shoulder pads. You know, catch the football and then get going.
So the Warriors with a chance for the lead. Down 7-6. Shoemaker takes the snap, looking right, lofts it into the air, into the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be batted down, incomplete. Intended in the near corner for Pike, and you had Strawn and Wilson, the safety, over there to knock it down. Second down and 10.
That's too bad, because I think Strawn would have intercepted it, but Wilson, being aggressive, comes over and makes sure that the ball is not caught.
Second down and 10, ball at the near hash mark at the 25. Wallace headed toward the south end of Fisher Field. Shoemaker back to throw, looking left, under pressure, floats it in the flat, and it is incomplete. Intended for Tinky. Woodward was right behind him. Third down and 10. Even if that pass is completed, it would have gained a yard or two at the most. And if it's a yard to the right, Woodward's got it going toward the north end of Fisher Field, and no one stops him.
Really good coverage by the senior linebacker. He recognized right away the route, and he jumped it and did what he was supposed to do. Impressive.
Third down and 10 for the 25 after the fumbled kickoff. Tigers with two lost fumbles already here in the first half. Shoemaker claps his hands, takes the snap, blitz coming, throws it out in the flat. He's got his man Bontrager. He cuts the middle. He's going to be throwing him down at the 24-yard line. Wilson came up from his safety position to save that from being a big play. It's now fourth down and 9 coming up for Wawasee. It'd be a 41-yard field goal. Sigler is 2 of 3 on field goals, but the longest one is 26. So this is a go for it down, and that's what Wawasee will do.
Like a nice pass rush here by
They brought everybody but the student managers on that play.
Yeah.
Fourth down and 9 coming up. Shoemaker takes a snap, rolling left, pressure, throws it on the run, high into the air. It's tipped, it's intercepted! It's intercepted! That hit two Wawasee players' hands, and then a Tiger hand. Picked off, and Warsaw gets the ball back, and they've got it at their own 17-yard line. I believe that it was Isbell that picked it off. What a crazy game. That ball batted around and batted around. Two Wawasee players hit it first, and then a Tiger hit it, and I'm pretty sure that was Isbell that grabbed hold of it. Eric Pohl, we're being told, picked it off. Huh.
Yeah, the senior outside linebacker is getting a lot of love. I think Pohl was the magic man.
Tigers with the ball, pitch right. Here comes Ransbott with a blocker in front. 15-20 to the outside, 25. He's to the 30, and he'll be slung out of bounds right at the 31-yard line. That is a 14-yard gain for Ransbott and a first down for the Tigers.
Roger, how did you like the way that play initially looked?
Keep talking, Will.
Okay. That was a really nice call. On first down, the Wawasee Warriors were jamming it up in the middle. Great call by Mike.
First and 10 Tigers from their 31, up 7-6. And Brock will keep it and to get a yard to the 32.
I think mixing it up, especially on the early downs, is a really good plan by the offensive staff. I think it's worked well so far.
Well, I just want to let you know, I don't want to big time you hear anything, but I know who the homecoming king and queen are. Just saying. Second down and 9. 10 minutes to play first half. Warsaw leads by 1. And this is Hollinger up the middle. He's got room. He's got a first down across the 40, 45, still backing his way. Still going all the way to midfield.
That's kind of nice to see.
Zollinger got about 8 yards forward and the rest backwards. First down Tigers, gain of 18. Yes, sir. Zollinger had a big hole. The offensive line got him started. And he got spun around about the 42-yard line, and he just never stopped backing up. And he gets all the way to the midfield stripe. 9.5 minutes left to play first half. Warsaw leads 7-6 over Wawasee. Quentin Brock hands off. Sounds again, big hole, 45. Runs over a guy. Lost the football again. And Sewell recovers for Wawasee. He gets 7 yards on the carry. And Warsaw's lost a third fumble here in the first half.
It's becoming problematic. And number 4, I want to say Egoff had a great pin block on that play. That was going to be at least 8, 9, maybe even 10-yard gain.
As it is, it's a 7-yard gain and another lost fumble for the Tigers. Their third of the first half. And Wawasee takes over at the 40-yard line. Shoemaker shifting people around. His team down by a point. And he will hand off. There's not a lot of room there, but a good run by Kelly. And Brandon Kelly gets back to the line of scrimmage plus a yard. Second down.
I think the Wawasee staff is going to come to the realization that running the ball against Warsaw is going to be very, very difficult, and they're going to have to rely on an air attack.
teams have had more success moving the ball through the air against Warsaw than they have on the ground, minus Mishawaka last week. Second down and 9 from the 41. Shoemaker takes a snap, looking left, now looking right, chased out of the pocket, still looking, going to flip it ahead to Bontrager, who stumbles and gets across the 50 and goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 13 yards and another first down for the Warriors.
Can't lose leverage on the quarterback. You just, their bootleg action, you can't let him outside of the last defensive lineman for Warsaw because he had all the time in the world and just causes problems.
8:23 clock running, first half. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up. Wallace here with the ball at the Tiger 46. Fake handoff. Quick flip far side. Bontrager being chased by Pohl, and Pohl will track him down, but not before he gets inside the 40-yard line and will go down at the 37-yard line. Be short of the first down by about a yard. So a gain of 9, second down and 1 coming up. The Tigers have given Wallace 3 lost fumbles here in the first half.
I would be ready for going up over the top here. Second and 1 in Tiger territory. This is a great opportunity for the Warriors.
Kind of a free down.
Yeah.
From the 37, ball in the far hash mark. Shoemaker high snap. Looking, pump fake, hit that, down he goes. Isaac Beam with the sack, the first Tiger sack of the game. They're going to mark him back at the 47-yard line. That's a huge loss. Loss of 12. How about a loss of 10? Beam with the sack, his 8th sack of the season.
Couldn't have come at a better time.
Oh, terrific timing. Third down and 11 now for Wawasee. Backed up to their Tiger 47 with 7.5 minutes left to play in the half. Shoemaker, whoop, Wallacey moved, and there comes flags. False start against Wallacey, and that'll back him up 5 yards. The guy lined up in the backfield closest to Shoemaker flinched. I think they were going on 2, he went on 1. That backs the ball up into Wallacey territory at the 48. And now it's third down and 16.
Warsaw's well coached. This is screen draw, some kind of funkadelic play here. Be ready for it.
Shoemaker standing back at his 43. He's got one back to his right. Takes a high snap. Screen play to the near side. Caught by Barrett Kelly, and he gets hit as he crossed the 50-yard line and goes down at the 48. Jet Woodward finished him off. It was Gabrich that brought him down. It's fourth down and 12 after a gain of 4, and the Warriors bring out the punt team.
Got to be disciplined here, and if they do decide to kick the ball, I would much prefer a fair catch at least.
Vilma standing at his 19-yard line. And Reinbach has it bounce past it. It's rolling inside the 25-yard line. He's going to pick it up and kick it anyway. What a play. It'll land at the Tiger 40 and then roll inside the 35 all the way down to the 30-yard line. Reed Reinbach may have just saved the game for Wallacey. That thing rolled past him 15 yards, and he was able to go back, scoop it up, and kick it down the field. 6:05 left to play in the half. Warsaw leading Wallacey 7-6.
Really heads up play by the punter. It could have been complete disaster, and he's quick on his feet, pick up the ball, and was able to at least salvage some major field position. Now, it's Warsaw's job to take care of the football and march it down and take control of this thing.
Tigers marched it down the field in the opening drive and scored. And since then, fumble, fumble, fumble. Villam is in the game for the Tigers. Hands off, and it is Zollinger. And Reed will get past the 35 to the 37, a gain of 7 yards in the first down carry. For Reed, who needed 35 yards coming into the game for 1,000 yards, and he's 10 yards short of that. Remember, he had 560 yards in two games against Concord and Northwood. Second and three.
Let's not be scared to feed him.
Ball in the near hash mark at the Tiger 37. Villema hands off again. Zollinger breaks the tackle. 40, near sideline 45. Still in bounds. Now dragged across the sideline and out of bounds to the 47-yard line. That is a first down for Warsaw. A gain of 10 for Zollinger. And he's got six carries for 42 yards, and he is over 1,000 yards for his season. 5:23 left to play here, first half. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up, so don't go anywhere. Villema from the 47. Up the middle, Zollinger. First, got a burst across the 50, and he'll go down at about the 46-yard line. 7 yards and a first down carry, and we have a flag down at the end of the play. This may be a Tiger penalty.
He's going to call late hit on our guy, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's just I like the explanation to Bart. That's great. That's marvelous. That is theater.
So 15 yards backs the ball up all the way to the Tiger 38-yard line. So Warsaw with two personal fouls already in this contest. Williamson still in the game at the moment, but I wouldn't be surprised if at some point he comes out for a talking to. Zollinger up the middle, staggers across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. Gain of 5 for the senior running back. Now it's third down and 14. Tigers had a second down and 3. Second down and 3 became second down and more than 20. Ball in the near hash mark at the Tiger 43. 4.5 minutes left to play first half. Warsaw 7, Wawasee 6. The Wawasee touchdown was a defensive touchdown. They forced a fumble inside the 5, recovered it in the end zone. Villema pitch back, Egoff. Nobody out there to block for him, and he's going to be hit, thrown for a loss back to the 40. There were two Warriors out there that got to him before the Tigers could block him. It's a loss of 3, and the Tigers, with a disastrous series at the end of that sequence, we'll have to send Mason Smythe out to punt.
Let's make sure we have enough guys.
Looks like we're several players short. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10. I think we're still short one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, we're short 2 players. And Warsaw is going to have to take a timeout. Warsaw has come unglued here in the first half of play. 3:41 left to go in it. Warsaw 7, Wawasee 6, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Smythe boots it away. It's coming to the near side. Takes a good Tiger bounce and goes out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So Smythe's punt rolls out of bounds on the near sideline at the 26 of Wawasee. And that's where the Warriors take over. First down and 10 with 3:34 left to play in the half, and Warsaw leading 7-6.
I think time is a factor in terms of what both offense will call and how aggressive the defense. Wawasee obviously wants to, you know, go down and have a chance to go ahead in this game, and Warsaw wants the ball back. So 3 and out is obviously the thing for the defense.
Shoemaker and company go to work. First down and 10. They have all 3 of their timeouts if they need them. Shoemaker, quick throw far side, caught by Bontrager, gets around pole. Turns up field 30, and he's out to the 34-yard line. That'd be a gain of almost 8 yards on a first down play. Mark it officially as a gain of 7. Second down. Yeah, I'll change my mind on that, where they put the ball down. Austin, give him 8 yards. Second down and 2. Clock running down to 3:10 left in the half. Tigers scored on a one-yard run by Robbie Hoffert. Ball was seized, scored on a fumble recovered in the Tiger end zone. Shoemaker from the far hash mark. Hands off for Barrett Kelly. Barrett Kelly's got the first down. Across the 35-yard line, out to the 39. 5-yard carry for Barrett Kelly, who had 47 carries for a little over 206 yards in the first 6 games of the season. 2:43 left, clock running. Second quarter, Tigers lead by 1. It is the W Trophy game, which means weird things happen and the unusual happens a lot. And it has happened several times here in this first half. Shoemaker takes a head high snap, rolling right, flips it out the right, got a man wide open and threw it over his head. There wasn't a Tiger within 10 yards of Derek Montrager at the Wauwatosa 45-yard line. And there is a flag down back at the line of scrimmage. I believe it's an ineligible man downfield, if I read the official's indication right. Yes. Third down, or second down and 10, or first and 15. Bart Curtis talking over his options with the official on the near sideline. They're going to take the yard. Oh, no, they're going to decline the penalty. So it will be second down and 10. Again, 2:19 left to go in the half. Wauwatosa with all 3 of their timeouts at the moment at their own 39-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. That guy in that route has been open several times. Once they hit it, the others they have missed. Second and 10. Shoemaker, quick throw far side, caught inbounds. That's Pike on the catch for Wauwatosa. They're going to mark him to the 48-yard line. It'll be a yard short of the first down, so it's third down and 1 coming up. Gain of 9.
I think we're going to have to maybe possibly adjust the amount of space we're giving the receivers without going crazy, because they're hitching us to death.
Shoemaker, hard clap, and Warsaw jumped off sides. Offside Tigers, that'll move the ball from the 48 to the Tiger 47. First down, that's the 4th time the Tigers have committed a penalty that's given Wauwatosa a first down. They've got more penalties by first down than they have by actually earning them by running plays.
I'm wondering if we're trying to set a record for miscues and a half.
They're well on their way. 1:45 left to play. Clock runs. Ball the 47-yard line of the Tigers now. Wide side of the field is the near side, which is the right side of the formation. Shoemaker back to throw. Quick throw out in the flat, caught by Kelly. And Kelly lost the football. They're going to say he was down, though, and I think that's the right call. The catch was made by Brandon Kelly, 33, not 20. And it ends up being a loss of a yard of the play, and Wauwatosa takes timeout. 1:25 left in the half. Warsaw 7, Wauwatosa 6. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Will, Austin, and Steve with you on a Friday night. An absolutely gorgeous night of high school football. Unfortunately, the football has not been gorgeous in any way, shape, or form. Second down, 11, Wauwatosa at the Tiger 48 with 1:25 left in the half. And Warsaw leading 7-6. Shoemaker waits the snap, gets a head high snap, looking left, throws it over the middle, and it's caught by Tinky. Tinky will be hit at the 42 and dive forward to the 40. So that's a gain of 8 yards, and it sets up third down for Wauwatosa. And the clock continues to run. Wauwatosa with 2 timeouts and 1:10 left in the half. They give Gabrich a break. He comes out on this third down and 4 play. Shoemaker takes the snap, looking to the wide side, chased out of the pocket by Beam. He's going to be hit as he throws. He throws it down the field, and it's caught. Caught by Pike, and he's got a first down at the Tiger 35. Warsaw looks really scared that they're going to get beat deep in this football game, and they are playing way off these receivers.
The problem with that play is, again, losing leverage on the quarterback. It just gives receivers time downfield to run and get open or get a little bit of space, which is what the receiver for Wawasee did. He did a nice job, but we've got to keep the quarterback in the pocket.
First down for Wawasee. They're at the Tiger 35 with 54 seconds left in the half. Shoemaker back to throw. Gets away from one man. Won't get away from Isaac Beam. And down he goes. Back at the 45-yard line. Beam with his second sack. Wawasee is going to take timeout with 44 seconds left. Beam with his ninth sack of the season and a loss. And with 45 seconds left, it'll be timeout. Wawasee, we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Don't forget Tiger Talk tomorrow on News Now Warsaw. Starts at 9 a.m. If you missed any of the Tiger Talk shows from previous to this, you can go back and listen to them. Go to newsnowwarsaw.com, click on sports, go down to replays, and you will find the shows with the dates on them. Second down and a long way. Second down and 21 after the loss of 11 on the sack by Beam. You can get a couple more of those, I'd be quite okay with it. Shoemaker takes the snap, looking down the middle, being chased out of the pocket, going to take off and run. The 43 down to the 40-yard line. They'll mark him at the 39-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain, and Wawasee is going to burn their final timeout. 36 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw leads Wawasee 7-6. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard back with you at Fisher Field. Third down and 14 coming up for Wawasee. They've taken their final timeout with 36.6 left to play in the half. Trailing Warsaw 7-6 here in the 2023 edition of the W Trophy game. Shoemaker on third down has a back to his left. Kind of rubs his hands together, takes the snap, drops back outside the 45, throw down the middle. He's got Bontrager wide open at the 20, and he's tackled at the 17-yard line. First down, Wawasee with 30 seconds to go. Warriors without a timeout, rush to the line of scrimmage. Shoemaker will go under center, and he gets the whistle, and he spikes the ball. Second down, and 10 coming up for Wawasee. Again, wide receivers running down the middle of the field, wide open.
Yeah, that was just too long of response time from our safety. When they go 2x2, realize it, you know, four verticals is basically man-to-man.
Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far from the 17-yard line. Shoemaker claps his hands, takes a snap, drops back to throw, running away from Beam, throws it. There's nobody out there.
That should be intentional
grounding. So far, no whistle. So far, no flag. The official looking right at it, looking from behind, and he doesn't say anything. How can that not be intentional grounding? There wasn't a receiver within 20 yards of that. Holy cow. Oh, second down and 10. And that should have been, holy mackerel. There was nobody within 20 yards of that receiver. He was throwing that ball away. That is what intentional grounding is for. 21.3 seconds left here in the first half. Ball to 17-yard line. Shoemaker, ball in the near hash mark. Takes a snap, drops the throw, lobs it up into the corner of the end zone. The Tigers are there, and it's knocked away. And you had two Tigers knocking away from each other. Third down and 10. Fourth down and 10.
It's the second time tonight we've messed up a free interception by a guy coming in late to mess it up.
They're going to send Reed Reidenbach out onto the field to try a field goal with 15 seconds left to give them the lead. This would be a 24-yard or 34-yard try. Right-footed kicker from an awkward hash mark. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good. A 34-yard field goal by Reed Reidenbach with 10.8 seconds left to play in the half has put Wallace in the lead over Warsaw at 9-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. So the Tigers have 10.8 seconds to be specific. Left to do something with it. The Tigers will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, or at least they're supposed to. They've already fumbled one kickoff. Wallace with the lead. 9-7. Wilson back deep for the Tigers. Isbell is back there with him. Ransbottom is on the near side. And Sigler will boot it. Sigler gets the whistle. And he'll run to it. And he'll chip it high and short. This will be Isbell from the 18. 20, coming to the near side, got a block. 25. He cuts up field to the 28, got spun around to the 30, and goes down at the 31. And there's 1 second left to play here in the second quarter, and then there's some pushing and shoving afterwards. The Warsaw fans, you heard, reacted to that. Is there a flag down? I don't see one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's way back there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we had
it's the, way back. It's way back at the 38-yard line at the other end of the field.
We had our biggest guy against their smallest guy, and they didn't like it and pushed our guy way after the whistle.
Personal foul against Wallace. That'll move the ball to the 46-yard line after the 15-yard walk-off. With 1 second left. John Riedebu would like an explanation on why his kicker got a penalty taking on one of our bigger guys. Again, that is easily 35 to 40 yards back at the other end of the field from where the ball was. Well, we've seen funnier things happen from this Warsaw offense, but not tonight. Nothing about the Warsaw offense has been funny tonight. Two lost fumbles on offense. Quentin Brock is the quarterback. They run the reverse. Oh, there we go. Ransbottom, 45. Oh, we got hit hard from the backside and goes down at the 41-yard line. That will be a gain of 5, 10, 13 yards, and that ends the first half. Wallace with the lead at halftime. It's Warriors 9, Tigers 7. We'll come back with the Colliers Family of Brands halftime show next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Fisher Field with the score, Wallace 9, Warsaw 7. It's time for the Colliers Family of Brands halftime show, presented by Colliers Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Collier's Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling, and Collier's Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at trustcolliers.com. First half scoring, Tigers on their opening drive of the game took the ball down the field, starting at the Wallace 41-yard line where the Warriors went for it on fourth down and did not make it. So with 9:04 left in the quarter, they took over, and in almost 4 minutes, they scored on a one-yard run by Robbie Hoffer, his second touchdown run of the season. Mason Smythe added the extra point. It was 7-0. The Tigers then kicked an onside kick and recovered it, and you thought, here we go. But the Tigers did nothing with that. They lost the ball on downs after getting the ball down inside the 5-yard line. Wallace took over, and they were able to get out to midfield. Eventually, Wallace got on the board because the Tigers were backed up inside their own 5-yard line. They fumbled. It was recovered in the end zone. And with 11:54 left to play in the second quarter. Wawasee had drawn within one, but they missed the extra point, so it remained 7-6. Things did not get better from the Tigers from there on. The ensuing kickoff was fumbled by the Tigers, recovered by Wawasee, and that led to a Tiger interception by Eric Pohl, his third of the season, and we went back and forth like that. The Tigers lost another fumble, so they had three fumbles in the first half. The Warriors eventually took the lead on a 34-yard field goal with 10 seconds to go in the first half. The Tigers find themselves on the wrong side of a 9-7 score here at the intermission. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show continues with local news. But first, I want to update you on Abby Peterson, our Warsaw Lady Tiger golfer who's competing at the state finals. Abby was around 20th all day, but there were still a lot of golfers from the teams at the state finals on the course. She shot a very good 4 over par, 76 in her opening round, 40 in the front, 4 over, and even par 36 on the back. And she is tied for 10th in the individual competition with her 76, and she will tee off again tomorrow morning. 9-7, Wawasee with a lead over Warsaw. News is next on News Now Warsaw. Wawasee in the first half, 8 first downs, 9 carries for minus 7 yards. They were 14 of 24 passing for 120 yards. So they ran 24 plays and had 113 total yards. They had the one interception. That was their only turnover. They had 3 penalties for 25 yards. Warsaw also had 8 first downs. They carried the ball 26 times for 133 yards. That's about 5 yards a carry. They completed the only pass they threw, and that was for 23 yards to Lucas Ransbottom. So they ran 27 plays for 156 yards, but 3 turnovers. They lost 2 fumbles on running plays, and they lost another on a kickoff return. And they had 4 penalties for 40 yards, 2 of them personal fouls that gave Wawasee first downs. The Tigers punted once and Wawasee twice. Individually for Warsaw, Reed Zollinger, 8 carries, 54 yards. That puts him over 1,000 yards for the season. Daylor Villema came in and played quarterback in 2 different sequences. He carried the ball 3 times for 12 yards. Luke Ransbottom, 2 carries for 27 yards. Robbie Hoffert, 9 carries for 41 yards and a touchdown. And again, Quentin Brock throwing the football 1-for-1 for 23 yards. For Wawasee, their quarterback, Mason Shoemaker, was 14 of 24 passing for 120 yards and 1 interception. And running the ball, they did very little. Shoemaker was sacked twice by Isaac Beam. That accounts for a lot of those lost yards. So that's what the stats look like. Will Shepard, what is your conclusion from the stats that I have just read to the people?
Well, I mean, there's no secret to this game, especially when you are a ball control offense like us. We have to be able to sustain drives and make people play defense the entire length of the field. And when you turn it over like we have tonight, it just disrupts everything. And, you know, the mistakes we've made, just the personal foul penalty when we had them on the 3-yard line or whatever in the first half, that was a lack of discipline penalty that really, really changed the complexion of that, you know, first quarter because we got off to such a great start. So, you know, we're doing things well when we're hanging on to the ball. It's no secret. You know, defensively, I mean, you give up 9.5. That's not bad. I mean, you know, they scored their touchdown on a fumble in the end zone. I mean, it's a strange game. And, you know, like Roger said earlier tonight, the W game can be strange, and it certainly has been.
And the moon has appeared, and guess what? It's a full moon. I forgot about that. full moon, W game, throw it all together, and you get weirdness. And that's what we've had here in the first half. We can't ignore the fact that Taylor Villema came in to replace Quentin Brock in the first half, and the offense ran pretty well. He was in there. They obviously need him on defense, but he ran the offense better. It's got to be in the back of Coach Curtis's mind.
I think so. I mean, he's an outstanding athlete. He's a great decision maker. He's been there before. He practices there. So, whatever we need to do to make it happen, Coach Curtis is going to, do that.
If you're the Warsaw defense, we have talked about adjustments that clearly seem like they need to be made. They need to tighten up in the secondary. Is it because they're playing zone coverage?
Yes. The only thing I would do is occasionally I would blitz people and mix up the blitzes, come off the edge sometimes, come up the middle sometimes, but I would go man coverage like two-man. Leave your safeties free on each half of the field to defend the deepest man in their half, but play man underneath because we've got the athletes that can run with the Wawasee receivers. That's what I would do. It's what I'm comfortable with. It's what I've always liked to do. I don't know if Jake's going to decide to do anything like that because right now Wawasee's best play is throwing a hitch and letting them run for a few yards to keep control of the ball.
Let's update you on baseball scores. Cubs and Brewers scoreless top of the second. Reds 3, Cardinals nothing, middle of the first. Pirates 3, Marlins nothing, bottom of the sixth. The Cubs need the Marlins to lose all three this weekend to the Pirates, and the Cubs need to sweep the Brewers, which won't obviously be easy. That's the halftime show brought to you by the Colliers family of brands. Colliers Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Colliers Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling. And Colliers Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at TrustColliers.com. We owe you one more break, and then we'll start the third quarter of play. It's Wawasee 9, Warsaw 7. We're back in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw.